All right, Gittins wants to talk college football. Where do we stand in our picks?
Let's see. So I didn't tally it after the first week, but now I've got it tallied after 2 weeks. The overall totals, David, you got a one-game lead on both Alex and I. You're at 13-7 while we're both at 12-8.
All right. I'm going to go on record here. I will not be leading this time next week.
Why not?
Because he's got a bunch of those cush-push English peas baby pacifier games.
Cush-push.
That I don't know anything about, like Norfolk Steak and somebody else.
Norfolk Steak?
Yeah, steak. Not even a steak.
What the Kush Push is. I mean, is that like the Tush Push?
How about
Snoop Dogg? When you're high?
How about San Francisco Technology against Norfolk State? Is that on the list?
It is not on the list.
Well, I'm sure you got a bunch of them.
I picked only Power 4 teams except for one special for Alex.
I know what that is. You want to do it first? All right, we're doing five. We got to do all 10, but let's get on with it.
So the SEC slate's pretty weak this week, and that's what you mean by picking all these other teams.
All these watered-down picks that you know about that I don't.
The SEC means the most. No other conference matters. And
the four SEC games last.
We'll do the four SEC last. So we'll go chronological order with the non-SEC games. We'll start with, in the Big 12, you have undefeated 14th-ranked Iowa State taking on 3-1 Cincinnati at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 1.5-point favorite at home. This one on ESPN2 at 11 a.m. Central Time.
You go first.
I'm going to stick with who I've been riding with all year out of the Big 12. I'm going to go with the Iowa State Cyclones. I think Matt Campbell's a great coach. What he's built there at Iowa State's fantastic, and I don't see that stopping. Anytime they ever do lose at Iowa State, it's typically very close. So I'm going to go with Iowa State.
I'll go Iowa State as well. Love what Rocco Beck does for them at quarterback. In Cincinnati, their leading rusher is their quarterback. I'm not a huge believer in what they got going on right there. I know they're 3-1, but they ended up losing to Nebraska in week one in a game where the quarterback threw an interception that was ill-advised. I think that's going to cost them here with his decision-making. I'm taking Iowa State as the more disciplined team.
I think I'm just going to have to go on record and say I don't want to pick this game because they're irrelevant.
It's a 14th-ranked team in the country.
I don't care if they're ranked third. They're irrelevant. They always will be irrelevant. That being said, I think I'm going to stick with the red and yellow, too. I think I'm going to go Iowa State on this one.
It's a good pick. All right, so next game up, we got on ESPNU at 11 a.m. Central Time, the Army Black Knights head to Protective Stadium to take on the 2-2 UAB Blazers. Army coming to this game 1-3, their lone win coming against Kansas State. Army's a 6.5-point favorite on the road. Alex, you want to give us your thoughts first?
Hope Trent Dilfer gets fired after this week.
So are you picking Army?
I'm picking Army. UAB's defense couldn't stop a toddler peewee league football team. Their defense just let everybody through.
I don't know what to think about Army because they beat Kansas State at Kansas State, but they also lost to Tarleton State at home. So this is really tough with Army's inconsistency. You don't know about Tarleton State?
Alabama's got a player for them in basketball that transferred there.
It's a learn about Tarleton State. I'm going to go with UAB at home. I got this weird feeling that the bad Army shows up instead of the good Army.
UAB can't stop the triple option. I watched it last year when they played Navy and Army.
So you're saying I should change my pick?
I'm telling you.
Should I change my pick, David?
That's up to you.
I'm going to stick with UAB. I believe in the Blazers.
Well, Trent Dilfer can't get distracted taking pictures at Protective Stadium this week.
Yeah, he's been there before.
I'm just going to tell you that the armed forces has no place for a dadgum dragon. I'm going Army.
All right, so we got two armies and one UAB. All right, next up on the
list. Be the best you can be. Be all you can be Saturday, baby.
Next up on the list, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, ESPN2. Number 24th ranked Virginia coming off their huge win at home over Florida State. They've got to, circle the wagons and get ready for an undefeated ACC opponent on the road. The Louisville Cardinal hosting them. Louisville 6.5-point favorites.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Cardinal. That's all need to be said. Let down on the Cavalier, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going Louisville as well. Terren Lamoris dealing with that hand injury he suffered last week. Not sure how he's going to play against Louisville. And those type of games, beating a Florida State team, riding a high, you see lots of teams kind of falter in that next game. Alabama did it last year after beating Georgia against Vanderbilt, who we're going to talk about a little bit later. And Louisville's got a great offense led by Miller Moss.
Yeah, I'm going to go Louisville as well. I think Virginia was – I mean, we joke about teams playing their Super Bowls sometimes, but that Virginia-Florida State game really did feel like – you saw how the fans reacted after that win. Just incredible. What I really want from this game more than anything is more instant replays. I want the ACC to brag and boast all season long and show off how much better they are at the replay part or aspect of college football compared to every other conference. So ACC, just give me as many replays as possible the rest of the year, and hopefully it spreads into the rest of college football going forward. The way their take on that is by far better than the SEC, Big 12, Big 10, everybody else. So that's what I want to see really win in this game is lots and lots of replays. But I'll go Louisville. I'll make it uniform across the board. All right, we will now step to the Big Ten Network at 2:30 p.m. Central Time, if you've got that. Washington, 3-1, coming off a home loss against Ohio State, heads on the road to take on the surprisingly undefeated 4-0 Maryland Terrapins. Washington, though, is a 6.5-point favorite on the road. I find that pretty surprising after their rather lackluster performance offensively and Maryland's high-powered offense so far throughout the season.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Maryland at home. I mean, for one, the trip across the country has proven throughout the last few years with this college football expansion how tough that is for teams to really gather themselves for the cross-country trip. So I'm going to go with Maryland at home. Their quarterback, Malik Washington, has been absolutely rocking.
What about you, Bow?
Washington taking the Huskies. Kalen DeBoer's a former team. Last week it was pretty bad, but everybody's looked bad against Ohio State's defense, Texas included. That they probably have the best unit in college football defensively this year. And I love Washington's running back, Jonah Coleman. Probably the second best running back in the country behind Ahmad Hardy at Missouri. They're going to beat Maryland led by a true freshman quarterback. He's not going to do it.
I won't go into a lot of analysis on this, but when a jackass comes up to two different plates of food, he doesn't really waste a lot of time on which one he's going to eat first, and I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this game. Give me the Huskies.
All right, so next one up is two undefeated teams in the Big 12, 6 o'clock p.m.
Central Time. You mean they still have two?
On ESPN. Yeah, they got more than two. Number 11, Texas Tech, taking on Houston. Houston with former Auburn coach and player Zach Etheridge on the staff there. Houston, though, 11.5-point underdogs at home against Texas Tech. I think that really comes from the fact that last week they struggled with a winless Oregon State. But Texas Tech is the darlings of the Big 12, really the capitalist darlings of college football, because everybody's more impressed with the money they've spent and their product on the field so far. But they did look good against Utah. Alex, who do you have in this one?
Texas Tech. Like you talked about, Gins looked good against Utah, Houston. I mean, they haven't really played anybody worth anything. Colorado, Oregon State, Rice, and Stephen F. Austin.
That sounds like a buffet right there. Bryce and Stephen F. Austin. That sounds like something you want to eat.
Texas Tech's already been tested. Houston hasn't taken the team that's been tested.
Yeah, I got to go Tech on the road as well. Houston, they looked pretty good against Colorado when they played them, but now we're seeing that Colorado's been exposed even more so than we already thought they would be at the beginning of the year. And then their struggles against Oregon State last week exposed Houston even more. Texas Tech, they spent a lot of money, and it seems well worth it right now. I think they improved to 5-0.
He said crime time has been exposed, baby. Hey, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this either. I think Texas Tech defense is too good. I don't think Houston scores a lot of points. I'm going Red Raiders.
All right, as much as I wanted to do the Colorado game this week, there's clearly a best sixth game outside the SEC, and that is the primetime game on ABC, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Number 3, Miami, also irrelevant because they're third ranked in the country, taking on the number 18, Florida State Seminoles at Doak Campbell. Florida State coming off that loss to Virginia, but we do know what they're capable of after their season opener against Alabama. Miami 3.5-point favorites. Is this yet another Miami-Florida State game that comes down to a field goal?
Go ahead, Bama. I'll let you go first on this one.
In their previous game, Miami looked horrible offensively against Florida. The only benefit was Florida's offense was just about 10 times worse than Miami's. Carson Beck looked like he reverted to his former self, got bailed out by his running backs time and time again. Florida State last week, losing that game. They're going to be hungry. They're going to have something to play for, prove it to people that the Alabama game wasn't a fluke and they're real this year, and they're going to go out and beat Miami.
Yeah, I think Doak Campbell is an underrated venue in college football, and this is a night game against possibly their biggest or second biggest rival. I know Florida probably would historically be, but at the same time, the state of Florida football right now, I think, puts Miami on a different level. So, I mean, this is the game that they've been looking forward to, even more so than the Alabama game to start the year, especially with how Miami's turned out. So I think this comes down to a field goal, and both these field goal kickers are really good, but Florida State's is just a tad bit better.
So you're going with the Seminoles?
I'm going with
the
Something Seminoles. To point out, too, is Carson Beck has thrown three interceptions in their last two games at Miami.
Yeah, I'm not all about the coaching staff at Miami. I think they have the best players of anybody in the state of Florida. They do, okay? But I'm not sold on that coaching staff, and they're going to poop in their britches once or twice a year that they shouldn't. And I think tomorrow night is one of those times. Give me the Noles.
All right, so all of us go Florida State.
Yep.
Wow.
There's not a lot of differential in what we've done this week. I think UAB was the biggest difference maker.
Probably. maybe there's some differences here, but I doubt it, because in the SEC this week, in what is a horrid slate, only one game is a single-digit point spread. So we'll start with Kentucky at Georgia, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. Georgia, 20.5-point favorites. Coming off their loss to Alabama, have Auburn next week. Is this possibly a trap game, or is Kentucky just too bad to ever trap anybody?
I'll go first on this. Kentucky couldn't trap an M&M in a sack. I believe that Georgia – I've never pulled for Georgia, okay? Never. But I kind of want them to win, because I think they're double dangerous – if they slip up here coming to Jordan-Hare next week. They need to win tomorrow, and I really don't think they'll have a hard time with Kentucky.
They won't have a hard time at all. Kentucky starting a redshirt freshman quarterback, didn't look good last week, leaned on his running game, and as we saw in the game against Alabama, Georgia's run defense was the best part of their team in that game. And if Kentucky can't run the football, I have no confidence in their redshirt freshman quarterback.
Woof, woof. I don't. There's nothing else to say. Georgia. I mean, it's. This is not going to be a competitive football game. All right. Next up, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Man, the prognosticators do not believe in these offenses. Number 9, Texas heads to the swamp to take on Florida. Florida at 1-3. I don't know Billy Napier survives if he goes to 1-4. And it's a tough ask against the top 10 team at home.
Shouldn't be top 10.
But, yeah, really, they shouldn't. Texas, 6.5-point favorites. The total for this one is 42.5. I mean,
That's a little much.
I don't know what your guys' thoughts is on this one, but I'll start. And you know what? I'm going to say that last year Florida, around midway through the season, I know we're not exactly there yet, but they showed a different side to them. That kind of seems like Billy Napier's MO at Florida is to start the season really slow and get better. Arch Manning looked awful in the shoe, and then he had a bunch of layups, and he still didn't look very good in some of those. Like the UTEP game, he looked pretty bad in as well. But now he's got to go to the swamp, and that place is going to be pretty wild, even though Florida's down. I think also with the return of Dallas Turner at receiver, or not Dallas Turner, Wilson. Dallas Wilson at receiver, who was by far their best receiver in the spring game. I think Lagway has somebody he's actually comfortable throwing to, and I think Florida pulls the upset.
Wow. What about you, Val?
I'd rather watch soccer than watch this football game.
I'm not going that far.
These offenses have all year have been horrible. About like Auburn, they've had a bad third down offense for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, Auburn's probably the worst in the country.
All right, so you're going who?
I'm going Texas because I believe in Sark. He'll fix the offense, whether it's with Arch at quarterback or without him. I have no trust in Billy Napier and DJ Lagway to win a big game.
What is the line on this game?
6.5 for Texas.
Okay, I thought you said 42.5.
That's the total.
Oh, okay.
They might not even score 20.
That's the over or under. Okay. Let me tell you this. This is my opinion. I think Sark has been very, very protective and vanilla of one Arch Manning. No more. Tomorrow, he's going to be unleashed. I think they score. I think they score a lot. Florida loses the game. Billy Napier gets fired, and Lane Kiffin starts getting phone calls on Monday morning.
All right, so I'm the only one that goes Florida in this one. All right, you said you didn't want to watch. You'd rather watch soccer. Thankfully, you got another game to watch at the same time. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Number 16, an undefeated Vanderbilt heads to Bryant-Denny Stadium. Take on the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Fumble, and Alabama's got it.
Diego Pavia has already been talking a lot of smack this week. Alabama's 10.5-point favorites. The last quarterback that talked a lot of smack backed it up. Does Pavia do the same, or does Alabama get revenge?
I'll tell you right now, Pavia has been talking a lot of smack. Is he going to back it up? Can he back it up? He's going to get smacked. No way he beats Alabama 2 years in a row. Has Vanderbilt ever beaten Alabama 2 years in a row?
They haven't beat Alabama and Bryant-Denny since the 80s.
Never. It's not going to happen again tomorrow, folks. Alabama's going to roll.
When I was looking up this score from last year, I thought it was – I totally forgot what it was. I thought it was like 40-20, and I look it up, and it was 40-35.
I mean –
yeah, it was close.
It was a close game.
The only thing that Alabama can improve on after this game is going to get the guy that kicked the ball when it was placed into play last year. Maybe he's a better kicker.
The difference in last year's game was turnovers by Jalen Milroe.
And penalties.
Yep. And you're playing in your home stadium, and last week that was the best coach game I've seen from Kalen DeBoer and the rest of the coaching staff. And if you're able to replicate that at home, I don't think Vanderbilt stands a chance, even though Diego Pavia says it's not going to be close.
Can I ask?
It's going to be close the other way. Not close the other way.
Can I ask, who is Alabama playing next week? They are playing at Missouri. Anyway, they look ahead here.
Maybe 5-6 years ago when Vanderbilt was a dumpster fire, but not this year.
Yeah. Okay.
And everybody's been talking about Vandy's offense against Alabama's defense, but Vandy's defense has looked pretty susceptible so far. And Ty Simpson's been playing lights out at quarterback. So, it might not be about how many points can Vandy score. It might be about the fact that Alabama just puts up more.
I don't know. Does he go back to his South Florida day where he's throwing it in the ground?
There's no way.
He's a different quarterback.
That was a completely different Ty Simpson.
Same name.
Even against Florida State in the loss, he was by far not the reason for that loss. He played a pretty good game, all things considered, just didn't get a lot of help.
So we're all going Alabama there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the last one on the slate?
The last one is 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. The 4-1 Mississippi State Bulldogs coming off their overtime loss to Tennessee. Head to Kyle Field to take on the 6th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Texas A&M, 16.5-point favorites. They might be getting too much respect, though. And Mississippi State, like you pointed out last week, Alex, can score a lot of points.
Yeah, y'all go first on this.
I wish I had Greg's cowbell in here. I'd just be ringing it all day long with David. Texas A&M last week, if Auburn had a pulse on offense, even a minor pulse on offense, Auburn wins that football game. Texas A&M's offense looked horrible. Mike Elko passing it on 3rd-and-1 like Hugh Freeze did later in the football game. Makes me question his decision-making as a head coach. The defense has been susceptible all year long. Auburn was actually the team to score the least amount of points against Texas A&M. UTEP, I think it was either UTEP or UTSA scored more. Utah State scored more than Auburn. Mississippi State's 10 times better than those offenses. They showed it last week. And the defense from Mississippi State plays with their hair on fire constantly. Jerron Manning on that defensive side of the football is outstanding, and A&M stands no chance.
So he's going State. Quickly, who are you going with against?
Yeah, I don't know if they don't stand a chance, but I think it's a very close game. I just think Kyle Field makes the difference here.
Yep.
I think State leads at halftime, but A&M, with the rushing attack that we saw last week, manages to keep the ball out of Mississippi State's hands. They control possession the majority of the game, and A&M squeaks out a win here. But I'm still not proven on A&M being I've seen in a lot of projections, the favorite in the SEC right now boggles my mind. I don't see it at all, but I do think they get the win here.
Let me name something to you here. Tell me what this is. Southern Miss, Arizona State, Alcorn State, and NIU. That's the four opponents that Mississippi State played before they played Tennessee.
I mean, Arizona State's a pretty solid win.
Solid. Where have they gone since here?
I don't think they've lost since then.
Yeah, they're ranked still.
But they're not really the same Arizona State team that we've seen the last 2 years.
They're Cam Scatabola-less, so that's
thank you.
That's pretty important.
My point in this is that Mississippi State has really not played anybody until Tennessee. They had them at home, and what they do, they had their chance, and they scuffed it at the end. Okay, 5-game stretch for Texas A&M. 3 of them were at home. Auburn this week, and Mississippi State's at home. Florida's at home next week. Then at Arkansas and at LSU, they can't afford to lose one of these games at Kyle Field. I'm like Giddens, Kyle Field, the 12th man is the difference. I think Texas A&M beats Mississippi State, and I really think they beat them like a freaking drum.
I hope at least Mississippi State learned one thing from the Auburn tape. Don't use a clap count.
I hope they learned something else. If your offensive left tackle has 6 penalties in the first 30 minutes of the game, see if you can find a place over there on the bus for him. How about that?
Pretty fair.
Pretty fair?
Yeah, pretty fair.
Pretty fair.